I guess the big change is the cartoon bird is back.
It is. Certainly a version of the cartoon bird. We're calling it the 2012 bird. It takes from the 1970 bird, the 1983 bird. Really, if you look at it, you're not going to see specific elements that are different other than the O's cap that he's now wearing. But there are some elements of each of the birds along the way that have been taken. People see this. We know it'll be popular. We've gotten feedback about our cartoon bird and bringing it back before. So we're hopeful that it'll be as well received as we think.
So not to sound too graphic about it, but the realistic bird is dead.
It is no longer going to be used. It's officially still a club mark, so you may see it here and there, but the cartoon bird really is the featured logo of the ball club in terms of uniform design and other promotional elements.
And we're talking about the helmet Matt Wieters wears behind the plate to the helmets they'll wear up to bat, batting helmets, and also on the caps as they hit the field.
That's correct. We have a home version of the cap. And a road version of the cap. The home version is going to have a white panel front, and the road version is an all-black hat with an orange bill. The home version will also have helmets that have the white front, and the road, of course, will have the helmets that look exactly like the road hat.
And I guess the other big thing, and there's several changes, but the other big thing is this new Saturday home game jersey. Tell us about that.
Yes, the first time since 1992 that we'll have an orange jersey that's part of our on-field uniform. And we brought it back for the 13 Saturdays at home in honor of the 20th anniversary of the ball club. And we think it's going to be, again, a popular uniform element, that you can never have too much orange is kind of what we tell people. So we're taking that to heart and bringing out an orange jersey again.
So you got the orange jersey, and you all have two new patches, one tweaked, one's brand new just for this coming season.
That's right. All four jerseys. We now have the home white, the road gray, the alternate black, and the alternate orange. All four will have the same patches. On the left sleeve, it'll be a Baltimore Orioles Maryland flag patch that people are used to having seen on our home jerseys before. And then on the right sleeve is going to be a 20th anniversary of Oriole Park at Camden Yards patch. So that'll help us celebrate the historic season throughout the year.
And any other uniform changes? This is, I know, pretty dramatic for one fell swoop in November of 2011, but any other small details?
There is. The Baltimore jersey is going to be slightly altered. I don't think most fans would notice it if we don't call attention to it, but those uniform buffs will probably notice that the angle of the word Baltimore is not as dramatic. It's been flattened a little bit. And the word Baltimore itself is going to taper a lot less. So the size of the letters from the B-A-L all the way down to O-R-E are pretty much going to stay the same as opposed to now, which the O-R-E gets quite small.